left line of Chof Tefenberg with the in Kidderachbon. The Yom Rach Rach says that the Maisi Tinich Yutav used to bring a white fig tree. Shaifi lo, they would like scrape it bechavla with like a string. The tzavso, the sorach olei bizrom. The tzavso is always like the bark of a palm tree. It used to cut off like a string from the bark of a palm tree and smear it around this branch, around this tree. Bizra by its seeds, they cover, and then they would plant it. Hecha demaski yoma, where they're in a swampy place. Now yamashirten, where the yam throws out, spits out the bad stuff. Now kora avdei, perle avdei. Now this fig tree, when it grows up, now it only gives off a kora, only gives off a trunk, branches, but doesn't give off fruit. So such type of trees, those were the trees they used to use for the marocha. O tlos brichi minayu. Three branches on such a tree, a bridge cannot hold it up. Like the wood was so heavy and so strong, so that's the type of a wood, the fig tree, the Mishnah means. Not a regular fig tree that the figs grow on, because that's Mishrim Yishevar Tzor, would not be nice to destroy it, because they used to use a lot of wood. So the wood here means was like from a white fig tree that did not give off any pears. Then at the end of the Mishnah said, Sidres Moroch Gedela, used to make the big marocha, the big pile of logs first. And it said there was a chazisva, like a window, like an opening in between the logs. The question is, my time, how come they have to have an opening over there? Samara says, Rav Hunav Rav Chizda, Machlekis. Chadama 1 says, Kedei Shetei Haruach Min Hashem Isbo. It wants the wind to be able to come in to make it burn better. Like when the wind comes in, that will make it burn better, so you have to have a place for the wind, therefore there's like an opening, like a window there. The Chadama 1 says, no. They used to store like the small twigs to catch them on fire first, and they would make the big woods burn. So that's why they used to have like a window, an opening there to put the small twigs there. Samara says, Meisvei, they matzitzenes alisa misham, from there. So Meisvei, I have a question. The next part of the Mishnah says that revach hoyu ben hagzirim, that there was a space between one log and the next log, and used to lie the logs, there was a space between them. What was the space there? Shoyim matzitzenes alisa. They also used to store the twigs there and light the twigs. So Mashmah used to put the twigs in between the boards, not on top. Samara says, not by this window. Samara says, on Malach, mekaymis mekaymis al yerechlami. They did it like in two places. There was one place by this window-like opening. That's where they used to store a lot of the twigs. And then in between one log and another log, also there was a space in order to have the twigs there. So in both places they had the twigs to make them light easy, and that would make the big woods catch on fire. So Yehadir Lecha Ruachif. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Shlishi. There's all Perek of Mishnayis. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this, Mishnah Lefir. Omalem Amamuna. The Amamuna, the superintendent, the one that was in charge of the Pisais, to make them make the lottery, which kahanim would be zeicha. So Omlem, he would tell them, bo vafisa, come together, and let's make the next pius. Like so far in the morning, we had the first pius, that was which kahanim would be zeicha to do the truma tzedeshin. And then it says, when the kahanim came down, all the kahanim came down, they went to lishchas hagozes. Now in the lishchas hagozes, that's where they made the second pius. So the moon has said, come together, we'll make a pius over here, bo vafisa. And what's this pius now? Mishaychit, which kain, even though really the shchit is kosher bizarre, but mashmu is a kosher shchit to do the first one in the morning on the korban atamid, so the kahanim used to want to do it. So he used to make like a gerbil, a lottery, which kain would be zeicha, mishaychit, which kain would be zeicha to do the shchitam, mizerik, which kain would be zeicha to make the zrika sadam of the korban atamid. I think it's mashmu, not only the zrika, this kain also made the kabbalah sadam. Just the ikur, the zrika, so say, like, who took care of the Avodah Saddam, Mi Medarshin, another piece then, they chose then, Mi Medarshin HaMizbech HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the inside Mizbech, Mi Medarshin Es HaMenorah, who's going to clean out the Menorah. Now, not the pshat is really that they first made the Shechita, the Zrika, and then the Dishin Mizbech HaPnimi, because like we say in the morning of Avodah, the Abaya, that really the Seder Tvorim was, after the Truma Sedeshin, then the next thing was to the Hatovah. Like we say, Abaye the Masada Seder Marochim, he says, that Maroch Gedoyla, Chedermas Maroch Shniya, first they made the Maroch Gedoyla, then they made the Maroch Shniya, then they made the Siddur Shnei Gizreitzim, then after that, then they made the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi. So before they made the Shchita on the Korban HaTomid, they first used to clean out Mizbech HaPnimi, and then it says, then they did the Haptovas Chomesh Neiros, they cleaned out the five Neiros first, then after that, then they first made the Shchita in the Dam HaTomid, and then they came back to make the Shtei HaNeiros. So this mission is not really going to say exactly how they did the work, it's just saying how they made the piece in here. So they chose then which coin will be zeicha to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, mi medash and samnor, which coin will be zeicha to clean out the menorah, mi malei borom lakevis, after they finished doing the avoidus, shchita and zrikam, and then they cut up the oil into pieces, you had to bring the pieces onto the Mizbech. So they would make a choosing now which coin will be zeicha to carry up the avorim to the kevis. Now the way they carried it up was harosh beregel, one coin held the head, and the regel here means the left, the back, right foot. Ushtei hayadayim, that's the front. Another coin held the front 2 feet. Hoiket, that's the backside, the regel, and the left back leg. Hechoza, another coin had the hachoza, the breast, the hagero, that's like around the neck. Ushtei hadafonis, and the 2 sides. The 2 sides were with the shedra batchol vakoved, yeah, and then another cook b'shnei adafanis, yeah, hakrovayim, that's the intestines. V'yasos, another kohen took the solus, carried up the flour for the mincha that was brought with the korban atomid. V'yachavitim, another kohen carried up the mincha the kohen gadol had to have brought every single day. V'yayin, another kohen would carry up the wine for nitzchah the tomid. So Fiso, now, right now, they made all these garolas now to choose, and Zocha Misha Zocha. Each kind that was Zocha, he was Zochlet. There was 13 kanim here that had to do with these different 13 avoidas here. So we had 13 of them. That the first one was Zocha with the Shrita, the second one with the Zrika, the third one with the Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi, the fourth one Dashon with the Hamnoira, the fifth one bring up the Rosh and the Regal, the sixth is Shtei Adayim, the seventh Lukas and the Regal, the eighth the Chos and the Gora, the ninth was the Shtei Adafanis, the tenth was the Kebayim, the intestines, the 11th was the Soilus, the 12th was the Chavitim, and the last one was the Yayim. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Bay says, Omulem Hamamuna. So the superintendent would say, Tzu Uru, go out and see. He would say, like, go to the top, he would tell a Kayin, the one that was Zaychir, go to a high place in the Beit HaMikdash. Uru and try and see in Megiyas Mana Shchita, like is it light, is it daybreak, you have the time to make the Shchita, because you can't make a Shchita Balayla. So Megiyah, if it came the time, Haroyim, the one that saw it would say, Bar Koi, like there's a strike of light. That's the Tanakam holds. It's enough just to say you saw a streak of light. That's enough. You know now it's time to make the Shchita. But Masya ben Shmula, he also knows, he says like this. And it's not enough just to see Barkoi, you see a little streak of light, but rather he has to first say, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The one that went up to see would have to tell us that he saw its light all on the east side, the whole east side was lit up. And then the Mamuna would ask him, Achu B'Chevron, is it even lit up? Do you see it far all the way down to Chevron? Boim, he would have to answer back, Hey, yes, I even see it that lit up. Because I think the Morris says, that was Xera, once happened, they saw a little lightning, and they thought it was daybreak already, and they brought the Ketotamid, and really it was in the middle of the night. Therefore, Masya ben Shmuel holds, it's not enough just to see a little bit light, but you have to be able to see, you saw the whole east side lit up, all the way down to Hebron. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Omulahem, so now, the Mamuna would say to the Kahanim, that was Zecher and the Avodah Satomid, he would tell them, Tzu, V'yaviyu Tle Milishcha Satloyim. Go to the special room where they used to keep the tloin, the little lambs, and bring one now for the Korban HaTomid. Where was this lishcha? Where was this room? There was in the corner, Tzvainis Marovis, of the northwest side. And V'yabol L'shoras HaYisham, in that place there were 4 rooms there. Achas was lishcha satloim, where it took now one of the tloin, one of the sheep. V'yachas lishcha sachosomis. One was a room that used to have the seals there, for the kind of when if somebody would want to buy a flour, so they used to like give him a sign, a note that he bought it. So that they used to have the chasamas, the signings there. V'yachas was lishchas beis hamikdash. One was the room that used to have a fire always burning there to warm up there. Another room there was a place where they used to bake the lechem aponim. They needed for every Shabbos, the 12 lechems, used to bake it there on Friday. So Kitzah, they went to one of these rooms called Lishkas HaTloyim, and from there we take out a tle, a little sheet. Now, Mishta Dalet, Nichnasum Melishkas HaKelim, then the Kohen went to another Lishka called the Lishkas HaKelim, and V'hoitziyu Mishom Tisho Mishlesha Klei Kesel B'Klei Zov. They would take out from there, like every morning, 93 different Kalim vessels of silver and gold vessels, much more than they needed throughout the whole day, from these Kalim they used in the Beis Mikdash the whole day. So they took them out now. And one of the reasons, one of the purposes was, Hishku es hatomet b'kershel zov. They used to let this korban, this little sheep, drink water from a golden cup. And the reason is why we have, because if they let it drink right before Shechita, so then later after Shechita, it's easy to take off the skin. So they used to let it drink with a golden cup. We have before in the Gemara, it's a machlokes. Roman Yom said there's a guzmasoni exaggeration. They didn't let the animal drink from a golden cup. The other Man Yom says, no, Ein Anis, the Mokim Ashiris, in the Beis Mikdash, everything was done, the Ashiris. Then it says, Afal Pi Shumavukim Eberif, even though they already checked out this korban from a Eberif yesterday, really Milav Daf yesterday, means even 4 days ago, that used to check out the korban 4 days in advance, but still Mavakra Nois Lior Havukais, right now in the morning, right before they shechted, used to check it out a second time to make sure there's no mum, because maybe a mum came in between. So even though it was checked out 4 days ago, they would recheck it right before the shechita. Now Mishnah Hey, Misha Zocha Batomid, the kohen that was zocha with the tomid, Pashto means with the shechita, so the korban atomid, Moishchai, he would like drag, pull the korban atomid, he would pull this tleh, Voilech Mabesa Mitvachayim, he would take it to the place where they make the shechita, the Besa Mitvachayim, a special mokum where they made the shechita, so kabonis. O Misha Zocha Bivorim, the other kanam that was zocha to carry up the pieces, afterwards, Hochemachov, they followed him, to help him hold down the animal, b'shah shechita. Now, based on Mitzvachayim, this place that used to make the Shritom, Hoyulitzvaynish HaMizbech was on the north side of the Mizbech, because we know this Ordinance HaTomid is a Korban Elam, it's a Kodesh Kedoshim, that the Shrita has to be done, but suffer on the north side of the Mizbech. Shahilitzvaynish HaMizbech, on the north side of the Mizbech. The Olav on over there, Shemoina Mudim Nanosim, there were 8 small poles, 8 small pillars like standing, made out of a stone. There was a square piece of wood, of eras, of cedar wood, on top of these stones. Some cemented down to it. There were metal hooks on this square piece of wood. There was metal hooks onto it. And on these hooks, they used to hang up the car after the shechita. They would hang it up, like when they skin it, or to work on the animal, to cut it open, they would hang it up on these hooks. Ushloisha storm hoyu. They had like 3 rows of 3 hooks. Each piece of wood, each square wood, had 3 rows of nails, of hooks. It's like one sheet of holes, it went 1, 2, 3, and one says it went across. On that they would hang the korban after they shechted it. And they would also try and skin it then. Al shulchana shel shayi shebein hamudim. Used to bring their tables made out of marble that were in between these amudim, in between these pillows of stones. There used to be 2 tables there. That even though the animal was hanging, but it was hanging down, so they didn't want the bottom of it to touch the floor, so they used to have a table right next to it. And they would fillet it, or they would take off the skin and have it hanging, or have it resting on the table also. It was like hanging and resting at the same time. The Mishnah Vav, Misha Zocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the kohen that was zeicha to clean out the mizbech apnimi, to hamenorah, and the one that cleaned out the menorah, 2 different kohenim, hoyu makdimim, they went first, because they did their avoda before the shechita, the korban atamid, just before. They really did their avoda before the shechita. Now the arba kelim biyodim, they had 4 kelim in their hands. What did they have? They had hateni viakuz, hateni, that's a big basket, viakuz, that's like a smaller one, like a pitcher, ushnei maftachos. And they had 2 keys in their hands. So these two kohanim had to go into the heichal. So that's what they were holding, these 4 things. Now, hateni, this big basket, Doimel a tarkav godush azov, like a big golden tarkav, a big golden basket. Machse kabayim v'chetzi, could hold 2.5 calves. V'yakuz, this pitcher was a little smaller, doimel a kitin godush azov, like a big pitcher, golden pitcher. U'shnei matachois, they had two keys with them. Echad yored liyamas hashechi, one key used to open up, it's called the Yamas HaShechi. So some learn that means that this lock was on the outside, and the way they opened it up was they used to have to stick their hand into the door, like, so the hand went through the hole and mamash up until the armpit. So that's why it's called the Yamas HaShechi. Shechi means like by your armpit, by your elbow, so by your on top, by your shoulders. So you have to stick the whole hand through the door to open it up. That was like one. And v'yechot taseh kevan, one opened up very easy. That was on the outside a lock. So the outside lock was easy to open up. That's called like kevan right there, right in front of them. So kids had to open up these two locks to get inside into the heichal. Now, Mishnah Zayin, what they did was, bolo lepishpesh atzvarni. They went to a smaller gate. There was a big shower, a big gate going into the heichal. But they had to open that from the inside, so they had to get inside first. So they used a pishpush, a side door on the side. So Bola, these two kanim came in now, the pishpush at Tzvani, to the north small door, going into the Hecholike. Oshne pishpushim hoyle l'shara gotu. Really on the side of the big shah, the big gate, there were two small entrances, two small doors. Echad b'tzofim, one was on the north side, that's the one these two are going in with. The Echad b'dorim, one was on the south side. Now Shebedorim, the small door on the south side, the Nichnas Beyodamilim, no person ever went inside it. The Yolavu Meforash, that's what the Novi says in Yecheskel. The Yolavu Meforash at the Yecheskel, that the Apostle says in Yecheskel, V'yomer Elai Hashem, Ashar Azeh, this gate, Sogu Yila, should always be closed. Lo Yipaseh, should not open it up. V'yish Lo Yavabai, no person to go into it. Ki Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Bo Loi Boi, Bo Yisog, only Hashem goes inside it. So Kit said there were two small entrances on the two sides of this big gate going into the Heichel, one on the north side, on the right, one on the left. So these two Kahanim went in on the right side, on the north side. Not less of Teich, they took the key with them. Oposach as a pishmash, that they opened up the small entrance. Anichnas la Tov, they went inside into a small compartment there called the Tov. O min ha Tov al Heichel, from the Tov they made a left turn and they went into the Heichel. So they got into the Heichel through the side. Now when they went inside the Heichel, they now went to the front, to the big gate there. And they went to open up the big gate into the Heichel. The Heichel is like all the way up front, that's all the way up Marav side, that inside the Heichel is the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they went to open up the Heichel, they went inside, they opened up the big Shar HaGodol. Hegiel HaShar HaGodol, when they got to this big gate inside, Hevir as HaNeger, they took the big bolts, the big like metal pieces, they were closing it like. They took that off first. V'yesa poisko, they took off the locks. Upsocha, and then they opened up the big gate. The lehoye sheichet ha-sheichet. The sheichet would not shech the korban ha-tomid ha-tishimei ha-kol shah ha-godosh niftach until he would hear the noise of this big gate opening up. And it made a lot of noise to open up this gate. Made a lot of noise. And the Mishnah now says, Mishnah Ches, it says now, me-yerichoy, from Yerichoy, that was far away from Yerushalayim, that was like 25 kilometers. It was away from Yerushalayim. Yericho, from Yericho, Hoyishayim, and people there in Yericho were able to hear, Kol Shara Godosh Niftach. When these two Kahanim opened up that big gate of the Heichel, it made so much noise that the noise reached all the way down to Yericho. Now, also, a few other things happened was that in Yericho, from Yericho, Hoyishayim, Kol HaMagrefa. When they used to use the curl of the shovel, when they used to clean out the the Magrefa has to clean Nigun, that's a type of instrument that used to play music with it. And it made a lot of different noises, so the more an Erechum he had. And it's called the Magrefa because it looked a little bit like a shovel. So from Yericho, they're able to hear the noise that came out of the Magrefa. Also, Yericho, Yeshemim Karlaitz, Sha'osa Ben Kotin Muchni Lakir. We had before, Ben Kotin made a special wheel to lower down the kir into the mikveh overnight. So when you used to lower it down with this wheel, it made a lot of noise. So that noise was heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hishemim Kol Givini Chorus. Givini Chorus, that's the Zeka. The current used to, Mamuni used to wake up in the morning, the Kahanim. She used to give a loud scream, like, wake up, do Avodas Hashem. So So that voice is such a loud voice, you can hear it all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hayashem Kol HaChalil. That they used to play the chalil, the flute. Also we had the Gemara in Erchem used to play the flute in front of the Mizbeach 12 times a year. So that voice was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hayashem Kol HaTzilzol. They also used to play the tzilzol, the cymbals. The Levim used to play it. So it was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hayashem Kol HaShir. Bechlav, when the Levim used to sing the Shir by the Korban HaTomid, by the Shas Nisach of the Yayin, so you were able to hear that voice all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Hayashem Kol HaShofar. They used to also blow the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash 21 times a day, so also that curl was heard all the way down to Yericho, like 50 miles away. V'yesherim, some say, Av Kol HaShal Kohen Gadol. They used to hear the curl of the Kohen Gadol, B'shor Shu Maskir HaShem Yom HaKippurim. When he used to mention the Shem HaGadol, Shem HaMafarish on Yom Kippur, he used to hear it all the way down in Yericho. That's how loud the voice was. Also, Miyericho Hayim Arichem Reich Pita Makteris. When he used to burn the Keteris, so the smell came out of it, went so far, went all the way down to Yericho. Even in Yericho, they were able to smell the smell of the Pita, the burning of the Keteris. And Omer Reb Lezra Ben Diglai, that Izim Hayu Lebeis Abba, my father had some goats, Bahar Michvor, a very far away place from Yerushalayim, and Voyimis Atshois, his goats used to sneeze, Merech Pita Makteris. From the smell of the Pita Makteris, it used to make them sneeze also, that the reach, the smell, used to go so far. Del Mishnah Tesset says, Mi Shezocho Bedish Mizbech HaPnimi, the coin that was Zocho, to clean out the inside Mizbech, and this was done Namash after they finished the Marochas, now they went to clean out the inside Mizbech. So, how did he do it? Nichnas, he went inside the Heichel, he went inside the Mizbech, to the inside, for Notol HaTeni, he took with him a little basket called a teni. Benichlefonim, he put it down in front of him. Voyechayfen, he would like take handfuls of the ashes off the mizbeach apnim, and benoisnul teichen put the ashes from his hands into this basket. Uvachroina, after he got finished taking all that he could with his hands, there was time a little bit of ashes still left on it, so that kibres hashalaseichay, that he used a little brush to brush the ashes into his basket. Venichay. And he would leave the basket there. He did not take the teni, the basket with him out of the heichel, but he left it there for another coin to take it out later. The yotz and this coin went out from the heichel. Now, Misha zoch b'dishin ha-menorah, the next coin that was zoicha to clean out the menorah, he came into the heichel now, nichnas, omotza shnei neiros mizrachos dolkin. Usually what happened was when he went in there, five of them were out already, but the last two, for some reason, was still burning. He used to find the two nearest lit. So what he did was, Madash Nesashar, he would clean out the other five. He would clean them out and put in the wicks and get them all ready. He let these two still burn. He didn't take care of them now. He first took care of the Chamisha Neiris. What's going to be Motsu Shekov? Let's say he came and he found that these Neiris, these two also went out already. Motsu Shekov, when he went and he found these two went out, so Madashton, not only would he clean out the other five, but he'd also already clean out these two also. But they say not the same way he did the other five. The other five, he mamish cleaned up and made them fit to use. Like he put new wicks inside there, new shemen. Some say here, these two, he just cleaned it out a little bit, but still lit it right away to let it still stay lit. Umadlikim esadokin. And he would light it as a minadlokim, a nerish adayin dokim. If you have other nerish lit, he would light these two. Now, these two menorahs still lit even the whole day. The other menorahs, the mitzvah was to light it at night. The kohen used to light it at night and stood lit the whole night. He didn't have to have it lit the whole day. Just these two, they stood lit. So Madlikas Zadokim, he would light the other two. The Yachakach, after that, Medashin Yisashar. Then he would clean out the rest of them. The other five that were left over, he would clean them out completely and get them all set to be used at night. Now the Evan Hoislof Nemnerah, there was a little stone there in front of the menorah. Ubor Sholoshmal, that had three steps going up to the menorah. Sholeh HaKoin Oimed, the Koin used to go up these three steps and stand on top of it. Omeid the menorah used to fix out, I mean clean the menorah and put new wicks inside, new oil. And so he got finished taking care of these five Ikka, the five Neiris now. So, and he put the ashes into a small kuz, into a small a jug. So now, v'nichlas the kuz, he would take this kuz, this small pitcher-like, al ma'ilishni, he would leave it on the second step, v'yotza go out. So both kanon that took care of the mizbech ha'panim, and the menorah did not take out with them their pitcher or their basket, but rather they left it inside. And we'll soon see later where Kohen came to take it out. So that's what happened so far. Yeah, see on the parak shlishi. Now next parak here, parak Yavi starts that the Mishnah says lo yehoyu kretzun esatleh. They did not like when it came to make the shechita on the kevus, the korban atomid. They didn't tie it down. They didn't tie it down as 4 feet together, or else not even 2 feet together. Lo yekretzun esatleh and lo ma'akten oisai. But rather there will be ma'akten oisai means they would tie it up like this. Ma'akten means they would tie the regal kedomis, regal achroinis, the zuluzu. They would tie one front leg with one back leg. That's the way they did it. That's called machtanois. It means a yad beregel, like was done by Akedus Yitzchak ben Avrom. In fact, they did it this way to remember the Akedus Yitzchak. So they didn't tie it down the two front and the two back, but one front and one back leg they tied together. Yeah. Now, Misha Zocha Bevorim, the current that was Zocha to carry up the pieces, they would hold down the tler b'shashchita. They would hold it down b'shashchita. The kachoisa kedosai. How exactly did they tie up this korban atomid? How exactly was it that rosh ha'adarim, the head of the korban, was facing towards the south side, because he used to shecht it on the north side of the azara. So the rosh was munach l'tzadarim towards the mizbeach, because he was on the north side. So the face was facing the south side towards the Mizbeach. And Uponov L'Marav, and its face was facing the right towards Marav. The HaShechet Oimib Mizrochai, the Sheikh would stand on the east side of the Korban. Uponov L'Marav, his face like was facing towards the Marav. That's the way his face was standing. Now Shel Shachar the Tomer HaShachar Hoyenishcha Bakeren Tzvonis Marovis. The Korban HaShachar was, they made the Shechita near the Kevin Tzvonis Marovis Al Tabash Nia, on the second Tabas. It means near the Keren Tzvonis, near, it wasn't on the Mizbeach itself, it just means nearby. Right nearby the corner of the Mizbeach of the north, Marovis, north west side. That's where they made the Shechita of the Korban HaTomid Shel Shachar. Nishchat Yal Keren Tzvonis Marovis. Al Tabas HaShnia, on the second hook, because really there were 24 Tabas hooks there, Kavuyim, on the floor of the Azara, on the north side of the Mizbeach. So there was a special Tabas for each Mishmur and Mishmur for the Kahanim. To get to the Shechita was done on the second Tabas. Shobain Habayim, now, that's the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning. What's going to be Shobain Habayim? The Talmud was done in the evening, Shobain Habayim, Hoyen Nishchat Al Kerem Mizrachas Venus. That they made the Shechita on the east, north side of the Mizbeach. And our Tabashni also was done on the second hook, Now Shochet HaShechet, the Shechet made the Shechit on the Korban HaTomid. The Kibla Mekabel, the Yotha Kern that was there to make the Kabbalah Saddam, first made the Kabbalah Saddam. Bolo Lekeren Mizrachas Venus, and he went to the Keren Mizrachas Venus. For Noisin, he made the Zrika. He made the Zrika first of all Mizrachas Venus on the east, north side of the Mizbeach. Then he went to Marovis Droimis, the south west side. V'noisen Marova Droima, then he put it on the south west side. And then Shiori Adam Shavre said Rami, the leftover dam he put on the side Romis. That's where he put the leftover of the dam. Yeah. Now again, when he made the Shechita, now it says he came to him in the Zrikas Adam, so he made one on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. The Mizrachis Tzvoinis, that's the east north side. So he made the Zrikas Adam over there. It hit like both sides of the Mizbeach. But the dam separated and went, some went on the north side, some went on the east side, and some went on the north side. Then he went to the Marovis Drimus, and he made also one Zriker over there, which also made one Matana there, that the dam also was Nespashit, both on the Marav on the west side, and also on the south side. So here, so the dam reached all four corners, all four parts of the Mizbeach. And then the Shura Dam, the leftover Dam, was left over in the Kli that he didn't use for the Zrikam, that he used to spill on the side of the south side of the Mizbeach. And the Mar says in Zvachim, that's what we used to spill on the Shurayim. All right, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over and continue on the other side.